From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri lawmakers have gone home after wrapping up the first half of the 2017 legislative session. Marshall Griffin takes a look at what they've accomplished so far and what's left to do.
The top priority for GOP leaders is already done, making Missouri a right-to-work state. The bill was signed into law last month by Governor and fellow Republican Eric Greitens. Legislators also sent the governor a bill to define more strictly who qualifies as an expert witness, part of an overall strategy to reduce lawsuits in Missouri. Ron Richard is president pro tem of the Senate.
I mean, anytime you have your own party in charge, it always makes it nicer to be able to at least get a conversation going about where we're headed. So, I'm pleased.
Democrats say it's been a great session for mega donors who, quote, spent millions of dollars to elect Republican lawmakers to do their bidding. The top priority for the second half of session is to pass the state budget, the only thing they're required to do by law. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Department of Transportation announced they will follow a parental leave policy that was put into effect by Missouri Governor Eric Greitens last Monday. The policy allows six-week paid leave for Missouri State employees who are primary caregivers. Secondary caregivers receive 3 weeks. The policy would only apply to executive branch agencies. The leave starts after the birth of a child or adoption of a child. Greitens' policy came after State Auditor Nicole Galloway sent him a letter asking him to approve the motion. The MoDOT policy is retroactive to March 13th. Tougher penalties for misusing dicamba and other herbicides could be doled out right away once Missouri Governor Eric Greitens signs legislation that made its way to his desk last week. The bill would increase penalties to $10,000 per violation, which would include such things as not wearing protective gear and spraying when it's too windy. Current law only allows fines of up to $1,000 a field. Republican Representative Warren Love of St. Clair County backs the measure.
This bill will penalize and nail their hide to the wall for those that don't abide by those good safety measures.
The bill was filed after the Department of Agriculture received more than 120 complaints last summer of illegal spraying in the Missouri boot heel. More than 40,000 acres of food and cotton crops were contaminated. The Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture hosted an event called Empty Bowls on Sunday to raise awareness of hunger in the community. Local elementary schools and volunteers of Access Arts donated handmade bowls to the event, and people who made donations were allowed to take one home. Adam Saunders is the development director for CCUA. He says we can all relate to the event's message.
Everybody eats. Everybody can relate to loving good food. And so that's what we love to promote is some of the best food you can get is from a garden that you grow yourself.
Attendees were asked to donate and were also provided with a meal of soup and bread. All proceeds will be donated for Planting for Pantry. The goal is to ensure fresh local food from urban farms is distributed to local food pantries. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.